This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. It is Friday, the 9th of April, and we are talking about work-life balance.
Yes, our question is, do you feel like you had more control over your work-life balance pre-pandemic, leading at yes at 34.9%, no at 26.6%, also the same at 26.6%, which is also the same. And I'm unemployed at almost 12%.
Yeah, over on Instagram, we have 52% who say yes, 48% who say no. We have some messages to get to.
Yes, over on WhatsApp from Alvin, he says, because during work at home, I will need to juggle, take care of my baby when she wakes up late in the morning, or doing house chores while I'm home. So basically, during work at home with no, with number of virtual meeting increases. So yeah, less of that. Ro, happy Friday, Ro. Pre-pandemic, I've yet to discover Amazon Prime. That really upset my work-life balance. Have a good weekend, you too. You too, Ro.
You too, Ro. All right, moving on. You still have about 24 minutes to chime in and tell us if you felt like you've had more control over your work-life balance pre-pandemic. Why or why not? Tell us what's happening with you. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, like we mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about Atari and how the video game pioneer, they have now divided themselves into two parts, one division that will focus on games and another that will be focused on blockchain.
Right. Okay. A bit of trivia. Many years ago, I interviewed the founder of Atari, right? So, okay, of course, he passed on at close to 90, Ralph Baer. So if you go to our podcast, you can check that in the archives.
Yes, bfm.my
yes.
is our
website. So the gaming brand will be called Atari Gaming, while the other will be Atari Blockchain, right? Fred Achess Chenet, former CEO of Atari, will become the head of the Atari Blockchain Division, while Wade Rosen, previously acting chairman of the board, will become the company's new CEO.
Yeah, so the Blockchain Division is developing the Atari token cryptocurrency and third-party use of Atari content for things like non-fungible tokens, NFTs, blockchain games, and blockchain-based online worlds. And this division might be spun off as a separate company. We're still waiting on confirmation on that, though.
So there was plenty happening behind the scenes in Atari that may not be common knowledge. Rosen alluded to these issues in a statement when he spoke about taking over as Atari's new steward. He said, I would also like to thank Fred Chenet for turning around the company, which is now well positioned for such incredible long-term success. He said, when Fred stepped into the role of CEO, he inherited a situation burdened with debt. Since then, he has eliminated debt and enacted a meaningful turnaround. He had the foresight to push Atari into cutting-edge markets like blockchain, the VCS, and the Atari Hotel. Hotels. It's because of him the company is at its strongest valuation in 7 years. And so he said he thanked Fred for his leadership and is excited to continue working with him as he focuses on licensing for the entire group and the development growth of the exciting blockchain division
That was created. Yeah. Now, Chenet's brought Atari out of bankruptcy, like you mentioned earlier, Frida. And while his Paris-based company turned itself around with a licensing strategy, there were some hiccups along the way related to the VCS console. In a statement, Chenet's meanwhile responded by saying, 8 years ago when I came back, the brand was given for dead. This spectacular turnaround is a result of solid teamwork and support from the shareholders, and I would like to thank each and every one of these individuals. We can be proud of this outcome. The Atari brand is alive more than ever, and this organization in two divisions will enable it to respond better to changes.
Right. So Atari's games division will include all assets not included in the blockchain division. It'll be focused on games, including the expanding retro game market. There's also talk, like we said earlier, of pushing its Atari token as payment for digital goods within the content on its own video computer system,
that
console,
VCS,
and other platforms, but also third-party games and applications.
Yes, we were talking about this whole licensing thing, right? So the company's licensing division has already gone beyond the realm of the virtual with an agreement announced, I think it was last month, to build gaming-themed Atari hotels in Dubai, Gibraltar and Spain. Now, Atari has been around since the 1970s, right? And what was the first game that they were famous for?
Right, it was Pong. Right, pong table. So I have to say, when you were growing up in the 80s, right, this when you had this green screen and this computer game, I remember playing Pong. yeah. right? And it was like, wow, you get a, I know my brother had a PC, so that was a big deal in the 80s.
So Pong, which is that table tennis game, yeah. right? Yeah, yeah. It was widely regarded as the first video game to achieve serious commercial success. So yeah. some trivia for you there.
If you think about it, it's so slow.
Nah. Yeah, now,
but,
yeah.
but it was like, you know, whoa.
I'm going to look it up after this, but is right. it that one where the ball yes, just yes, bounces and yes. you've got to move the cursor yes. to kind of...
Yes.
Was that it?
That was you know, breakthrough technology.
And look how far we've come. All right. We are asking you on the show today if you feel like you had more control over your work-life balance pre-pandemic. Why or why not? You have about 20 minutes to get in touch with us. The numbers are 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we talk about how the US government is giving away $500,000 to design a less annoying face mask. All that and more coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes. For now, here's Steve Miller Band with Rockin' Me. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.